Well, good morning and happy Monday to you. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint, do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. This past Sunday, we wrapped up our build series where we're looking at the big idea that generosity builds a legacy. And I guess I just want to say a personal thank you to you for kind of going on this generosity journey with us. I know a lot of us have stretched ourselves to think about how our life could be leveraged for the sake of the kingdom in the future. And we've kind of walked this journey with Nehemiah. And this past Sunday, we looked at really how the people kind of entered into this covenant with God. There's really two parts of that that we talked about. We talked about the oath and really the curse. It's the oath is, here's what I'm going to do. And the curse is, here's what I'm going to do if I don't keep up my end of the deal. And that's different from a covenant, you know, from a contract. A contract is kind of like, if you do your part, I'll do my part. But really what the people said is, we're going to enter into a covenant. I'm going to do my part no matter what. And they did that in regards to two things. Really, it was in regards to their family leadership and how they were leading their homes. And they had kind of allowed their families to become part and parcel to the idolatry of the region. And they said, hey, we're not going to do that anymore. And really, that's a big part of us in terms of this build initiative for wanting to help families as we think about the next generations. You know, we were blessed at Lewis Center to see over 20 parents dedicate children on Sunday. It was incredible. We thought about this next generation focus. And so things like the family framework and things like emphasizing opportunities for families to get together for discipleship opportunities become part of seeing really the church in the hands of our children and our children's children and move on to generations. So that was one part of the covenant. The second part of the covenant was first fruits. And that was the idea that God had given them this feast of first fruits. It was a spring feast that was tied to Passover. And as soon as Passover was over, they would bring a wave offering on the 15th day of the month of Nisan. And what was pretty amazing about that is that, you know, a lot of scholars think that Jesus was, he was crucified in 32 AD, which would mean, if you look back at the calendar, that the 15th of Nisan actually falls on that time right after Passover. So the wave offering that would have been offered would have actually been offered on Sunday mornings for this first fruits offering. So when the scriptures say, but in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who've fallen asleep, it would have actually occurred on Sunday morning when the priest would have been in the temple offering wave offerings to God to say, hey, here the people have brought their first fruits offerings. God is a way to say, we believe the best is yet to come, that God was actually waving back to us from heaven as he was raising Jesus from the dead, saying, here is proof that the best is yet to come. And so generosity helps us to not become last fruits followers of a first fruits God. We bring the best of what we have, the first fruits, as a way of saying to God, we believe that the best is yet to come, that the best is out in front of us. And we certainly saw that at Lewis Center in the life of the Hooks family and Caden sharing with us some on Sunday mornings. And so I just again want to say thank you to those of you who have stretched financially to make a commitment. If you haven't yet made your commitment, you can do that over the next couple of weeks. We'll be announcing the total there on December the 8th. We want to give folks time who haven't yet been able to make a commitment. You can do that electronically by going to the build icon on the website and go into the blog space there. There's an electronic opportunity, or you'll have the opportunity to pick up a card this Sunday if you'd like to do that, to be part of all that God is doing at our church over the next 2 years, all that we want to do among neighbors, nations, and next generations. So let me pray for us, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray about generosity in your own life. God, thank you for the opportunity that we had this weekend to bring our offerings and lay them in front of you. And God, we're asking that you would empower them to do more than we could ever do with them. And God, we just want to say that we repent of that attitude where we kind of just give you the leftovers. God, we don't want to be last fruits followers of yours. You deserve honor, and you deserve a high place, the high place in our lives. And so, God, we want to reflect that in our time and our talents and our treasures. And so, God, we turn our hearts your direction during this season. Now you've got the opportunity to take that, to pray that back to God as well. Well, once again, thanks for joining us on the Drivecast this morning. I hope and pray that you are headed towards a great Thanksgiving week, that you take the opportunity to pray and reflect and be grateful for all the things that God has given you and the ways that He has blessed you. And I am certainly grateful for you joining us on the Drivecast every morning and starting your day by focusing on God and reflecting on His goodness and grace to your life. Have a great week.